You're listening to Linux News Log, separating the Linux and open source signal from the noise.
Hey everybody, how's it going? I am your host Adrian, coming to you almost live from lovely Petaluma, California, here in Studio MC2 at QuickSurf Internet Studios. Linux News Log is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Do feel free to head on over to techpodcast.com and check out all the other technology-related shows over there as well. I'd like to encourage everybody to visit us online over at quicksurf.com and also shoot me an email, linux@quicksurf.com. You can subscribe to the show if you're watching on YouTube, or if you want to listen to the show via MP3 or Ogg Vorbis, or even watch the video as a separate downloadable video. You can find all the links to do that over at the website at quicksurf.com. And before I get into the news for this episode, as you probably can hear, I'm fighting off a pretty severe cold. I'd like to make a quick announcement. We have a short show this week simply because it's the holidays here in the U.S. and you know, there's not a lot of news going on during the last couple weeks of the year anyway. But I just wanted to let everybody know that I will be at the Blog World and New Media Expo in Las Vegas, January 6th and 7th. The expo runs the 6th through the 8th, but I can't do the full 3 days, so I'll be there Sunday and part of Monday, good chunk of Monday. And then from there, I will be probably launching a new technology show. Linux News Log is staying around, but the new show is kind of a relaunch of a show that I previously had done before. It's called The Geekinator, and you can find all the details when I relaunch that over at quicksurf.com, and I'll give it another blurb here over at Linux News Log once that's done. But for the next 2 or 3 weeks, I will be the show will be kind of interesting because I'm, you know, kind of, you know, Monday night I'm going to be in Las Vegas and I want to do the show then. I mean, it is Blog World and Podcasting Expo. So Monday night, and you see part of this now, I'm testing out my mobile podcast, if you will, my mobile show rig. I'll be, you know, basically doing a show Monday night for Linux News Log. Possibly Tuesday night I'll be doing the show for the Geekinator. It looks like I'm gonna do Linux News Log Monday night, the Geekinator Tuesday night. The Geekinator is basically a general technology show for geeks, since I'm a geek, and I, you know, it's been something I've been wanting to do for a while, and I'm finally at a place where I can, you know, I've got the workflow down and I can get it done. So it'll be interesting to see that. And then, so this week, we're a day late. It's December 25th right now. So we're releasing a day later than we normally release, which is okay. You know, we can live with that. Tomorrow night, or actually tonight still, I may do the Geekinator, but it depends on how much time I have. But for sure next week, since it'll be Monday night, will be January 31st. I'll be doing a show then. We'll see. That'll be interesting. And then Tuesday, January 1st, I'll be launching the Geekinator. It'll be perfect timing. And then the following week will be Linux News Log from my hotel room over at Blog World and New Media Expo in Las Vegas. If any of you in the audience are going, I will be out on the expo floor doing interviews, meeting and greeting, shaking hands, you know, all that good stuff. So by all means, you know, if you see me, I'll look pretty much like I look now. If you see me, you know, don't be afraid to stop by and say hi and shake my hand and, you know, ask me how I do the show and all that other good stuff. So let's go ahead and get into the stories for this episode. We've only got four different stories. One of them, the first one here over at Linux Planet, I thought I'd include because it's kind of a nice rundown. It's called The Linux Kernel in 2012. 2012 was actually pretty big for Linux, believe it or not, at least the Linux kernel. There was a lot of change, at least in the versioning. You know, it started off Linux 3.2 was the first kernel of 2012, and then 3.4 was released. That was released in January, and then 3.4 was released in May, and then 3.5 was released in July. 3.6 was released at the end of September, and 3.7 debuted earlier this month. So I find it interesting that, you know, for the longest time, the Linux kernel was really quite static, and it was, you know, point releases, and they finally, you know, Linus finally just said, you know what, you know, it's starting to look more like agile type things. Now, it would be great if they, you know, got it down to where they did a new release every quarter, and then like at the end of every quarter, right, or roughly, you know, the month at the end of the quarter. And kind of got it to where they had, you know, a sprint where every six sprints they did a release or something, and the sprints were 2 weeks long, or, you know, something of that nature. That would be pretty nice to see. But still, nonetheless, gives a nice rundown of what happened with the kernel in 2012. Lots of stuff, which is pretty cool. Check it out. The next story we have is from PC World. I thought this was pretty neat. Turn your Raspberry Pi into a tiny Linux laptop. So the $35 Raspberry Pi started shipping earlier this year. I actually have an upcoming project on the Raspberry Pi that I'm looking to potentially get some Kickstarter funding for. I'll have more information later, as it's a little more congealed, but I'm looking to do a prototype, and it'd be interesting just to see, you know, what I can churn out with it. But if all goes well, it's in the storage arena. You know, unfortunately, I use way more storage than the average person, so this is probably not that interesting to most people. But I've kind of hit a point where I'm experiencing some pain, and there's no real good commercial solution for me. And I can't be the only one experiencing the type of, you know, storage related, you know, issues that I'm having. And so, you know, my hope is there's enough other geeks out there that think that, you know, the solution, my solution for my particular problem is, you know, a solution for the problems that they experience too. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of Kickstarter funding I can get. But nonetheless, this is a nice little rundown on how to turn your Raspberry Pi into a tiny Linux laptop. It's pretty cool. Check it out. Over at joystick.com, Linux Steam has indeed entered open beta. Go give it a go. I've already been getting feedback from some of the people in the audience that they've sucked it down and have tried it out. It's not been without issues, but still pretty cool. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing what comes of it, and we'll be monitoring this as it moves forward, because obviously gaming is, you know, a huge market, and getting Linux gaming support is, you know, something that's that has a lot of potential. So it's pretty neat. This last story that we have is from myce.com. Excuse me. Been getting over this cold for like a week. It sucks. Anyway, the last story that we have here is from myce.com. The reason why I even noticed the story is mainly because of my job at work, where I currently work. The new file system optimized for flash memory in upcoming Linux kernel, the 3.8 release of the Linux kernel, will support a new Samsung developed file system. File system is called a flash-friendly file system, F2FS. We actually, at my job, a lot of the development I do is in the embedded Linux environment, and we actually use the flash-friendly file system. And it's right now, it's custom compiled into the kernel that we have, and it'll be nice to get a kernel where it's just kind of built in already. So I'm looking forward to pointing this out to some of the guys at work and saying, hey, maybe we should be upgrading our kernel. Anyway, pretty interesting. It's interesting to me simply because this, you know, is an impact to what I do every day, all day long, but pretty cool nonetheless. That will do it for this edition of Linux News Log. As always, everything we've talked about is linked up in the show notes. You can find those online. Linux@quicksurf.com is my email address. You can find the website over at quicksurf.com. And I will see all of you next week on the 31st. And then the following week after that will be from Vegas. I'm looking to do a lot of interviews and that sort of thing for the Geekinator. If I see anything Linux related, that will definitely be showing up here on this show. And with that, I will see all of you then. Bye.